Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, August the 19th, 2026, 17 minutes past the hour. Now, here's an interesting ripple in our flock camera discussion. Now, Wyandotte County, I was just in Wyandotte County for the Bratwurst Festival last Friday. But this comes from Sheriff Todd Fry in Wyandotte County, about 22 hours ago, I guess. A little over a year ago, my office explored the idea of having flock cameras strategically placed in the county. After consideration, I supported and authorized 16 flock cameras throughout Wyandotte County to help with criminal investigations and search rescue of cases of Alzheimer's, dementia, runaways, missing person, children, etc. I have spoken with many people over the past several weeks and listened to their opinions and concerns and whether they were for or against the new technology. Regardless, last week I started the process of removing the cameras. My office has investigated and solved a variety of many cases prior to the implementation of flock cameras, and we will continue the same goal moving forward as we serve the citizens of Wyandotte County. And again, that's from Sheriff Todd Fry over in Wyandotte County in regard to the flock cameras. Now, what's interesting to me about this particular statement, so apparently the flock cameras are going away in Wyandotte County. The interesting thing there is, as we talked about in hour number one, flock cameras are usually under a contract for the service because flock camera, flock is a company. Now, I doubt the sheriff would take a penalty over there. Now, I don't want to speak for him, but I wonder if the flock cameras were at the end of their tenure, their contract. I don't know. I think that's an interesting question. Also, I think the line in here, the second paragraph, is kind of interesting. He says, I have spoken with many people over the past several weeks and listened to their opinions and concerns about whether they were for or against the new technology. Regardless, last week, I decided to remove them. That's interesting as well. Go ahead, caller.
Hate to break it to you, Spears, but you were not in Wyandotte County last week for the Bratwurst Festival.
Now, I thought there was a sign that said, you're entering Wyandotte County.
You were in Crawford County, sir.
Oh, Crawford County, that's right. You're right. This is upper.
Your surrounding counties of the touch.
Well, this is upper. You're right.
What do you think about that? That sheriff said, we've solved crimes before flock, and I think we'll be able to solve crimes without flock.
Well, I think, listen, again, on this whole issue, I think removing the cameras is not a horrible thing, but again, I don't think keeping the cameras is a horrible thing. But the way the sheriff of Wyandotte County is saying this, it's very interesting to me because, as we have said, one of the issues here is we are right now under a contract with flock. Now, it doesn't sound like...
No. The sheriff is under a contract with flock.
Okay. Well, I imagine the sheriff was as well. So that being said,
I think it's probably time, because he said it was about a year ago that he decided,
right,
so it's probably
right.
Time to renew is what I'm guessing.
Right, so I think it was probably renewal time, and that's why he was making the decision, and I also think it's very interesting. The second paragraph is very interesting here. It says, I have spoken with many people over the past several weeks and listened to their opinions and concerns about whether they were for or against...
What? An elected official that listened to people's opinions,
yeah,
other than the FOP?
But hold on. the next line is coming. Regardless, last week I started the process of removing the cameras. So he says he talked to the people. He never says what they said, but he said, regardless, I'm moving the, removing the cameras. So,
well, if you read that, I don't know how long that man's been sheriff, and I don't expect everyone to be English majors, but if you read that release, it's a little clunky. It's not exactly A-plus paper level, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to be nice about it. Like, maybe press releases aren't his thing, because it's not exactly grammatically correct throughout, so I don't know if that's just, like, you know, I talk to people, and not, like, regardless of what they said, because if everybody was like, sheriff, keep the cameras, do you think he'd be the one sheriff that would say, be damned, I'm going to piss off all my other law enforcement brethren and take the cameras down, even though my people want them? I don't know.
Like, I mean, is there a financial issue there? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because it's also interesting to me in this press release. This is not just a press release about flock cameras. Right under that, there's a much bigger paragraph about an update of the Wyandotte County Jail project. So yeah. It sounds to me like they're spending quite a bit of money over in Wyandotte County at this particular point. Maybe it was a financial issue. I don't know.
Hey, maybe you should shoot being a member of the media and all, you should shoot questions over there, interview requests for their sheriff or some clarifications or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's certainly...
People are dying to know. People are dying to know. What was it that Cody always said, why he stuck his nose in Marion's business? Oh, because Marion's the metropolis of the area. So tell the Upper Sandusky sheriff that he made it, or Wyandotte County sheriff, that he made it into the metropolis of Marion's news, and we're all dying to know. We need that.
We're a metropolis. I had not heard that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, I have a question to ask of you, sir.
Go ahead.
You keep talking about the internet campaign for and against Flock, and
right.
I think we agreed that for Flock so far just seems to be the FOP locally.
Anyway. Seems that way.
Yeah, I don't see anyone else really has organized in a pro-Flock manner. Seems to be a bunch of little different anti-Flock groups. Now, you keep saying the internet campaign, and I'm not taking this personally. I'm legitimately curious, simply because I guess I must not stumble across these. Well, there's a good chance they all just have me blocked, because I've called them fake news in the past. I don't see this information, this misinformation that Bill Collins should consider when, like, what bad information are people getting about Flock that Collins should be like, no, you all were just so misled that you can't be left to your own devices, your own decisions, because, I mean, what's out there that is so misleading? I guess that's what I want to know.
Well, I think it is things now. Okay, let's start here. What has happened is, I am not privy to where all these things are coming from, but when somebody makes a meme of the issue, to me, it seems a little salacious. Now, I don't know what the numbers are, and I don't know where they got their numbers, but it would seem to me that a little bit of that is swayed to the side of, we need to get rid of these flock cameras. And for people who don't follow the news...
So are they, like, doing, like, polls or claiming, like... I mean, are they generating is that what they're doing?
When you refer to something as a surveillance state, I mean, I even jumped on Thad Smith's statement last week when he said we were close to communist China. I mean, when you make statements like that, that is not exactly factual. This is not communist China, because we've got flock cameras. And I also, you know, that's an opinion. That's how you see it.
That is an opinion. You're right.
Right.
But, see, that's where...
And when you say surveillance state...
I wholeheartedly believe that they can and are used for surveillance. And we have proven that by the officers that are arrested for surveilling various people.
Well, right, but do we have...
across the United States, that's not us making it up. Those things have happened, so
no,
that's
but,
not misinformation.
No, but do we have evidence to back that up here in Marion?
Will we, and I'm going to come back to, will we ever get evidence of any of their wrongdoing? I don't trust them to give it to us.
What?
remember, I'm going to go back to the officer that's indicted with for rape now, okay, and pulling the gun on someone's face and then two other officers' faces and us never knowing about that, and that was okay. That our police department considers that okay behavior. So if someone were to misuse a flock camera, I don't believe that they would tell us. I do have a record request in for the personnel file for the person who, the officer that allegedly did use a flock camera to find somebody and then ended up in a relationship and impregnating that person. Let's see. And then, you know, I have another situation that I had completely forgotten about. I did a records request, and I'll fill you in on the details. But there was a pretty serious situation that by one of the majors, now I'm coming out and talking about it, police department, so y'all might want to get ahead of it first because you know what records I have. There was a situation at a Christmas party, an FOP Christmas party, and I'm not going to get into all of it until I watch all the videos, but I've read the complaints, and it got swept under the rug, and you and I would be, we would have been indicted for it, let's put it that way. So I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all. So do I know that they've done wrong? No, I do not. Would I believe them on a stack of Bibles if they told me they hadn't? No, I would not.
Well, I guess also when I'm talking about
misinformation. Okay, when we hear cops all across the United States abusing these things, why in the world should we believe that our police force is above that, above reproach? They're human beings, regardless
Absolutely.
Of how you feel about the police. And, I mean, obviously, we've discussed this. My feelings, especially about the local police department, are much different than other people's for different reasons. But regardless of how you feel about them, they are human beings. Human beings are fallible.
Oh, absolutely.
And we have not had the constraints and the restraints and the guardrails. Even Flock is putting guardrails, more guardrails on their own product. We have not had the guardrails to keep this program in check.
Right, but
they're willing to let this, each other pull guns and point them in each other's faces. Don't you think they're willing to sweep Flock abuse under the rug, too?
Well, here's the problem. Again, this information is getting out all around the country, and I'm sure that those police forces and police departments would not want that information out there, but it got out there.
If they want to control the narrative, then control it better than they are. And tell us the information that you think is true and that you want us to know other than trust us. That's their whole campaign is trust us. Trust us.
So many
people in this town are starting to speak up about how they've been ramrodded by law enforcement that the majority is, well, I can't say the majority, the silent minority is becoming silent no more, and we're talking about how we've been ramrodded by the police and why we don't trust them.
But I think also, as you have said, as you started this conversation, you know, there are people who don't even live in this county who are, you know, jumping in on this.
Sticking their nose in? Why don't you deal with Morrow County over there? Y'all got a hell of a mess over there in Morrow County. Let me get started on your prosecutor and your sheriff.
Yeah, but why is that an issue for people? And I'm not saying, again, free speech, you can
because
do anything you want.
It's popular, and it brings popularity, and it brings clicks to their page.
And
they're too ashamed to use their name. So, like, what's the point of being popular on Facebook if you won't even use your name?
Herein lies the problem for me. Is that if you're doing it for those reasons, I guess, I mean, good for you, build a base, I guess.
Go organize in Morrow County. We got Marion on lock over here. We're organizing just fine.
Right, but
you know, can I teach you how to organize in Morrow County, or is it because nobody likes you over in Morrow County, Cody?
Well, see, I'm not even going to say that much because, honestly, I don't know who these people are. I truly don't.
Cody is the swamp fox. Cody is the swamp fox.
Well, I see. I don't know. I truly don't know that for a fact. I do know
because when he wanted to start dragging me into his post, I told him, shots fired, buddy. You want to go there, I'll make sure your job knows all the time you spend on Facebook, Mr. Branch Manager. And suddenly my name's been left out of every conversation since.
No, but he's allowed to have his opinion, but when
I... Yes, sir. But put your name to him. And why, I mean, why Marion? Morrow County is his home. He's got it plastered on his Facebook page. Somebody said, no, he actually lives in Marion. I don't care. That whole area over there is a mess, too. Deal with it. Stir them up.
But I guess...
They showed up all over.
But I guess my point is here...
So if you keep pointing to him as the fake news, that's what's got me pissed off. Yeah, I thought we handled Operation Marion Watchman Kitty Diddlers and silenced them a little bit.
Well, I don't know.
Don't even live in Marion want to stir shit up.
Well, I don't know if it's the fake news or not. I mean, what I'm saying is I think when you make something seem a little more salacious than maybe it is, like I said about the veto, if Mayor Collins veto this, he will be slashed on Facebook. He will be memed. He will be slashed. Connections will be brought up. Things that don't even have anything to do with flock cameras
that
will be brought up.
The connections do have something to do with it, though. I will bring up his connections to the local police department every chance I get,
right,
because
but,
that's the reason why we all get screwed.
But if he doesn't veto it, none of that will be brought up. He won't be slashed.
If he doesn't veto it, he's going to get... The FOP will banish him.
Right, but
and he just sponsored their golf outing. I don't think he wants to be banished.
Right, but that's my point. Is regardless, the things are true. He does have ties to law enforcement. No kidding. He does have. He was a deputy sheriff. He was a police chief. He did run for mayor and win. That's how we do that in this country. Whether he vetoes this or not, all these things are still true. But if he goes one way, they won't be mentioned. If he goes another way, they will be. And the point in that is all I'm saying is that you should not have to face that because one side of this is much more vocal and much more willing to rip into you than the other side. I don't think if he does not veto this, I do not believe the FOP will slash him on Facebook.
You don't think they will? Go look at what the FOP does to judges and prosecuting attorneys that they don't like the decisions they make.
Well, if they do that...
They make entire lists of them and torment them and email them and call them and protest and all sorts of things. Show up in court and thin blue line the back wall and all kinds of stuff. Don't... The police bully. The police bully. You may not have seen it, but that thin blue line bullshit's real. And I'll get you...
So you believe...
Jay McDonald has came out and said... This activist judge, that soft on crime prosecuting attorney. So they bully. The fact that they might get bullied back, good.
No, but you
good.
Think
the times they are changing.
So you think you truly believe that if the mayor does not veto this, that Jay McDonald and people in Sheriff Bales will attack Bill Collins?
I don't think they will. I think they'll send the FOP up to do it. And I don't if Scott. If Bill Collins doesn't veto this, I'll take you on Christmas vacation with me this year, so you're going to need to possibly find somebody to cover the show from December 24th to December 29th. Now, Aaron has his own room. It has two beds. You will have to share a room with Aaron. You won't have to sleep in
the
room.
So you're sure he's going to veto this?
But I will have to buy your airline ticket. You may not be able to sit with us on the plane because it's just three in a row. So, but
I'll make new friends.
You can come with us. We'll have a lovely time. If you don't have a passport yet, you need to work on that because we do plan on going over to Mexico for a day.
To tell you this, I truly don't know that he will veto this. I really don't. Clock's ticking, and there are some good cases.
Speaking of going to other countries with people, since you and I are planning our international travels, Bill Collins has been to Aruba with Matt Bales. There's a picture of them all standing shirtless in a hot tub or swimming pool or something together. Do you think he's going to turn his back on him for us, the peasants of the city of Marion?
Well, here's a... Listen, it
could
happen.
I think he's in a hot tub topless with me.
Bill Collins is the mayor of a city right now. If he wants to run for re-election, I'm sure he's taking this into consideration.
That man does not believe that he is touchable.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that. I don't
if you
know.
Look at the last election, I mean, look how much money he spent just to be loved when he didn't even really have to do that much work to get elected.
Well, here's
the
thing.
I know Glenn is your friend, but...
Oh, that was a bad campaign.
He was pretty much a silent campaign, I don't mean anything disrespectfully to Glenn, but...
No, I think he would say that.
I was going to say the campaign for Collins was basically just a pre-coronation party for a few months.
No, but I guess just to tie all of this in a knot, is what I want to say is, you know, people from other counties can have their opinion. Obviously, we're talking about Wyandotte County here this morning. And people can do what they want to do. My point is...
Okay, hold on. No, this was just sent to me because one of the other rabble-rousers that's listening sent this to me, and they knew what I was talking about. Ohio Police Union, this was August 21st, 2025. There's Jay McDonald standing in his... Certain tie. I'll be glad to send this to you. Ohio Police Union targets politicians in Hall of Shame campaign. The Ohio Ohio Fraternal Order of Police has intensified its campaign against politicians they claim do not adequately protect law enforcement and the public. The union's Protect Ohio Police initiative, launched in June, aims to hold prosecutors, judges, mayors, and legislators accountable by grading their performance. The campaign was sparked right after the shooting of two officers in Mifflin Township and the plea deal given to the suspected shooter, Devontae Dixon, a year prior. The union criticized the deal as a sweetheart plea, which they argue allowed Dixon to remain out of prison. Both officers survived their injuries. Jay McDonald, if you want to talk about sweetheart deals, go see your buddy Ray at the county building.
But he hasn't been attacked.
Right, exactly. No.
So there you go. That's why I don't believe Collins will be.
Well, okay. Did you see where it said mayors? Mayors was listed in there. Spears?
Right.
This week, the FOP added two names to their Hall of Shame. The first is Iris Rowley, an activist and consultant hired by the city of Cincinnati. The union accused Rowley of harassing police officers during their duties. The FOP is urging the city to terminate her contract. In response, her supporters gathered at Cincinnati City Hall to express their backing. The second is the addition of Akron City Council member Eric Garnett, who began his term in January of last year. The FOP claims Garrett is undermining public safety by criticizing police actions and advocating for reform. All he did was criticize the police and got put on a list. So they don't bully and intimidate politicians?
Well, no,
Bill Collins once put on the list made by his own police chief?
I don't know that would happen. I just don't. But maybe it would. I don't know. But look, I guess
So we can agree that we don't know if this would happen, but can we also agree that it appears that it does happen?
Yes, I think it happens. I think it happens. But here's my point, I guess. Do you truly believe, let's just go down to straight opinion here. Do you think that Bill Collins thinks these cameras should be removed?
No.
Okay.
You already said it.
Right. So then he should veto this. Because that has nothing to do with the FOP. That has nothing to do with the letters that he may have gotten from people who want them to be removed. That has nothing to do with city council. That's what this mayor believes is best for this community. And that's exactly what a veto is for. And if you don't like what the mayor's doing, then talk to your council, because they are your representatives on the front line, and get them to overturn his veto. There are ways this can be done.
Oh, I agree.
So I agree. I don't know.
If Scott Scherzer was going to veto this, let's just reverse roles, okay? I think people would probably be mad. They would probably be, why aren't you listening to the people? But you know what we wouldn't be able to do? We wouldn't be able to produce a picture of Scherzer shirtless with the sheriff.
Well, but Scherzer was not in that group. He was not a former police chief and deputy sheriff.
So we can say that Scherzer's loyalties would actually lie. I mean, we would probably still question his motives, but they would be less questionable.
But that's where we start here, and I believe that's exactly what would have happened, because you asked me what the false internet campaign is. You just said you believe that Bill Collins wholeheartedly believes these cameras staying is the best thing to do.
I believe he believes that because he's a cop. He's a cop at heart. He is not a mayor at heart or a public servant or a leader or anything like that. He is a cop.
But that's who he is. We have to take people at who they are. Right. But based on that, that's who he is. And we knew what his decision was before this vote ever happened. What his thought was.
That's why I know that where he could have done himself a whole lot of good and we wouldn't be just beating a dead horse over this topic, is if he had, when he became mayor, if he had built a relationship with the people of trust instead of mistrust, to where we have to question every motive, every decision, everything that he does. If he came on your show every single month for the whole time he's been mayor, we would have a relationship with him. And you know what? People probably would they already do, but more people would probably hate me than they already do because they would love him. But nobody knows him. He hasn't bonded with them. He hasn't given them a reason to trust them. It's just take my word for everything. And we've taken your word for everything for 2.5 years, Mr. Mayor, and it's turned into a shitstorm.
But you know what?
Stop taking their word for it and start questioning everything.
But I do believe that when the mayor makes this decision, I believe we'll hear from him as to why. I think he'll come on. I don't know why he wouldn't.
I noticed how cordial he was in that interview that that first interview he granted you, which thank you for being persistent and being there and getting that interview. And I noticed how he said he didn't want it to be the last. So, let's hope that that's true.
Right. But all I'm saying is when it comes to the internet, and again, I'm not saying that anybody should be censored. What I'm saying is that when this happens, if it is a veto, he will be slashed, and he will be slashed in ways that aren't really fair. And I guess that's life. And
oh, internet. I think it's all fair. All fair in love and war, Scott. He brought it all upon himself. He made himself a likable person and a likable figure. We wouldn't have all this fodder to torment him with. However, he's talked to us like we're trash. He's talked down to us. He's called us the vocal minority. He's made up names for us. He's rallied people against us. I mean, he even talked crap about the guy that was there trying to get him not to drink beer in the church parking lot. He has not made himself the love to us. So anything he does, at this point, if he's going to try to do it, it's too late. At this point, all I can do is damage control, in my opinion.
I mean, there are ways out of this for him. I mean, there are some things he could do. I mean, we'll know very shortly what's going to happen, but I mean, he does have other ways.
As far as the emergency clause, the reason why I believe that Rollins took the emergency clause off, and I have not spoken with him, so I don't know, was because the state Supreme Court had ruled on the emergency clauses and the overuse of them, basically, throughout the state, and I think Rollins removed that because that would have given Collins a great reason to veto it. Well, this isn't an emergency, and there's an emergency clause in there, and based on what the state just said, I'm going to veto this because it's not an emergency.
Well, see, that's interesting, and again, I'm not Bill Collins' press person, but if I were him, I would have vetoed it regardless the next morning. Because if I were going to veto it, maybe he's
too
not.
Too much time to sue. You're right.
I would have vetoed it the next morning because there would have been less conjecture, there would have been less time for people to get in on the issue, there wouldn't have been any FOP statement needed, there would not have been all of this kerfluffle, and City Council really would have been put on it to get an overturn if that's what they try to do, which I believe Rollins said they would have. If he really wanted to veto this, I don't know why he didn't, and that's what... do it immediately. So that's why I think this is up in the air. I think this is a jump ball. I don't know what the answer is going to be at this point. I think he might be weighing re-election ideas, which are coming in less than a year at this point. Well, about a year
I'll
at this point.
I'll tell you what, Bill Collins, if you don't veto this and you let the SWAT cameras come down, I'll take you to South Padre Island, Texas, with us for Christmas.
You're on vacation with the mayor? I love it.
I would if he took down SWAT cameras. Now, he's going to have to share a room with my son, but again, he won't have to sleep in the same bed. He'll have his own bed. I might even consider paying for his own food, but I don't believe I can afford his drink.
That was a shot. You were so close, and you took a shot.
Well, I wasn't planning. I don't think you're a heavy drinker when I was figuring this into the budget for the offer. So, either way, I'm taking somebody to Texas for Christmas. So, everybody get their bags packed.
But the point is, I think the mayor is entitled on this one to go either way because of what we have seen and how people feel. I do believe this is a split issue. I do believe it's a jump ball. It was a close vote on council, as close as you can possibly have. You've lost a council member now, and I don't envy Bill Collins' position on this because this is a tough decision.
And he wanted the job. He wanted to lead Marion. He wanted to solve all the ills and the woes, and it was time for a change. Well, change is here.
Well, all I want to say at the end of this is I hope that he is not taken to task for... Listen, again, I don't like what he did, can be said. I think it's wrong what he did. That's all fine, freedom of speech. But to be slashed in a... Like, I don't understand these preventative attempts to stop his veto. You know, like a protest. I don't understand that. Because if he does veto it, well, then you can protest that. You can protest the veto and say
well,
the council needs to overturn it.
The protest before is... I mean, you protest before legislation is passed because you want to let them know what your thoughts are on it. And you protest after it's passed because you want to let them know what your thoughts are on it. But, I mean, I'm just glad to see it's more than me that's getting involved. And as far as harassing him, I say keep him up all night, every night, until next election day when he loses, hopefully. So, Listen, he wanted this job. Enjoy all the stress and drama that comes with it. All the, he could have avoided so much of this, like I said, by making himself beloved to us and making us feel like he's one of us. That's one thing I guess about me that's kind of weird, is that it's really weird. People feel like they know me, and people that have never, ever met me will defend me because we've somehow bonded through a comment section. Now, imagine if he came on your show and talked to all of us once a month or when something big was happening or whatever for an hour. Look at those hours upon hours of bonding that we would have had with him. But now all we have are just years at this point of distrust. How does he undo that?
Well, I think you got to start somewhere. And
keep calling and emailing people because it seems like it's working. And this is, it's a dream come true. Scott, I love every minute of it. Just, it's not like, oh, I love that they're being tormented. I love that they're hearing from the people, but I love that the people care enough to do something right now.
Well, no. Hey, listen, the people speaking out, that's fine. If you want to do a protest, that's fine. All I'm saying is, because here's the thing that's going to happen. If he doesn't veto this, if he does not veto this, if he does not step the
South Padre Island.
But if he does not stop the legislation, then all of this, people will say, that's what did it. I truly believe whatever decision Bill Collins make will be an abs. I don't think it's going to be because of emails. I don't think it's going to be because of the FOP. I don't think it's going to be because of Facebook noise. I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to, in Bill Collins' final mind, I think he's going to make this decision based upon what he thinks is best. And that might not be a veto.
But what you and he and Ralph Smith and everyone need to stop thinking, and I'm not saying this because I think I'm so special, you've got to stop referring, or I guess underestimating the value or the reach of social media. You talk about how it misinforms people, it also informs people. So
sometimes,
if people are ranting and raving on social media, the Supreme Court is even, they've, it has to do with online comment section. They've said that the internet is like the market, the town square. You know, we used to have the town crier, and that's where everybody gathered and talked and got their information. They've acknowledged that public pages, you know, like the City of Marion pages, those are considered kind of like a public forum, a public square, a news outlet sort of information type thing, an official source of information. The Supreme Court has recognized social media pages. So much so that if they delete comments off of a social media page, an official social media page, they can be sued for freedom of speech violations. So that's why our city doesn't allow any commenting on Facebook at all, because they don't want bad comments on there, so they don't allow good comments.
Right.
Because Bodine used to delete my comments. That was fun. So they found out real quick you don't get to do that. So the Supreme Court has acknowledged social media as a means of public communication between the government and the city. So why can't it be a means of communication between the city to their government?
You know what I mean?
Like, if it's official to us,
no,
to tell us, why can't it be official to tell them?
No, see, I am not knocking social media for that reason. What I am saying is because, I mean, no matter what you do now, everybody's got some kind of social media presence. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the audience people play to are algorithms set up in Silicon Valley or wherever they do their business now for social media. And you get stuck in an algorithm, and you believe everything that everybody's saying.
Oh, you're 100% correct.
And yes. Another problem with social media is that, and again, nothing wrong with this, but the problem is the reader does not understand this. Most people that I have ever seen on social media, and particularly with this issue, are advocates one way or another for this. But the people who read their stuff think it's the gospel, and a lot of times it's like Fox News. It's like MSNBC. It is opinion-based material. And the people can say, well, I know I'm opinion-based. I know I'm an advocate. But the people don't know that. The people
that
don't know
that. That comes back to us being good consumers of information. I mean, I can't... I can't make people smarter, Scott. I can't make them.
Well, I'm not saying they're dumb, but we lived in a country for years where if somebody put something out like that, it was fact-checked. It was not done in an advocate way.
Yes.
And now it is.
You know what? I'm gonna say something here that's really, it's going to be unpopular and ugly, but it's also the truth, and that's why some people love me and some people hate me. The average American reads at an 8th grade level, okay? So, when they read something and it seems true and it plays into their bias and their beliefs and their whatever, it makes them feel good, then they're going to believe it. I saw something the other day, someone posted, it was just a post, and it just said, I'm looking through the back-to-school photos from Marion City. It looks like it's something about, it looks like they're teaching subjects this year and not indoctrinating the students or something along those lines. I mean, it was just, I was like, what do you mean indoctrinating? Like, how can you tell what they're teaching by going through photographs? And there aren't any kids back in school, so they aren't teaching anything anyway. I mean, I asked them this. Like, the kids haven't even gone back to school yet, so... Yeah, I mean, I even went to Marion City School's Facebook page, and I thought, well, what in the world's going on over there? You got the superintendent giving a welcome back message. You got some principals and new staff introducing themselves, and, you know, we're going to have a great school year, and, you know, lunch forums, or I don't even know. You know, just regular back-to-school stuff. And by those photos, they could tell that the kids weren't going to be indoctrinated.
And people believe it. And years ago, and boy, I'm going to tell this story quick. Years ago, I was at the fair during the summer, obviously during the month of July, and we had two gentlemen come over, and I'm sure people remember these people. It was, one was, I think they were dressed as George Washington. They were dressed as figures from that era, Revolutionary War type people. Yes, I sat and interviewed them because they were passing out copies of the Constitution, and I interviewed them, and during this live interview from the Marion County Fair, fun, you know, easy interviews from the Marion County Fair, they proceeded to tell me how there were schools in this area that were teaching Islam and had blocked out Christianity. Yeah. And I'm what? And so I start to have. I say, how do you know that? I mean, what? I've never heard. So they swore up and down in that interview. I called the schools. They said, absolutely not, absolutely not, absolutely not. These two guys said they had the textbook. I called them and said, bring the textbook in. They would not come in with the textbook, so I went on the air to correct, which is what you're supposed to do, on the news. I said, for you who heard that interview from the fair, we have no facts to substantiate this at all. And these guys showed up. Boy, they wanted to sue. I mean, nobody ever actually does that because it's a losing case. But
I did.
No, but I mean, with the media, they knew they were wrong, but they showed up out of costume. They were angry. How could you say this? And I said, bring me the proof that the school is teaching Islam and has ran out Christianity, and I will have you on the show, and we can discuss this. Never saw him again.
I've gotten that one as well recently, the same argument, that Christianity has been dropped, and they're teaching Islam and all this stuff.
Well, it's good to know the classics never die.
Well, exactly. And I've said, well, you know, what's your proof? Because I always go in, well, what's your proof of this? Well, I heard, and then, okay, well, let me tell you what my proof that isn't happening. I've sat through every single class that my son has taken from fourth grade until, well, he just started his junior year yesterday, and we're still doing algebra together. I've sat through every class. I've sat through every world history class 3 times. I've read every bit of curriculum. They do about sex ed, too, when they start talking about they're pushing homosexuality and that sort of stuff. I've sat through all of the sex ed curriculum. I know what they talk about. They do not talk about, they don't prefer one religion over the other. They talk about Islam, they talk about Christianity, they talk about Buddhism, they talk about Hinduism, they talk about the major religions of the world. And when it comes to human growth and development, sexuality, they're mainly these days, I'm sure you know from substitute teaching or teaching, they're talking about healthy relationships and relationship abuse and verbal and physical abuse and relationships and date rape. That's the big topics that they hit with kids these days at that age. It doesn't have anything to do with who you're getting date raped by. Just don't let it happen.
And that's a good thing.
You know what I mean? But so when you tell them, I've actually sat through every bit of curriculum for 7 years, they don't know what to do with that.
No, but this is my social media problem. And you know what? Even if the people putting out the information, and I'm sorry that we are at this point, just said, this is my opinion. Just start with that line. This is my opinion.
Yes.
You know, that would make me feel a lot more comfortable about half the things that were out there. But I think this is why, and I am not a regulation person, but I am getting to the point where I'm starting to think there should be regulation on the internet, because for some reason society isn't getting the difference between opinion.
You have a moral obligation to the truth, Scott. You personally have a moral obligation to the truth. I feel the same obligation to the truth. Other people do not. And unfortunately, how do you legislate that?
Well, but why do we have to, if we don't like something, why do we have to make fun of it? Why do we have to degrade it? I mean, I don't know.
I have these things on the ends of my hands. They're called thumbs, and I use them. I just keep scrolling with them when I see stuff that I don't like sometimes.
Yeah, but you know what? The problem is that gets an audience. It's like Jerry Springer. It gets an audience. People love that. They love to see somebody twisted in a funny way. It blows my mind. You know, like Sally, you know, by the way, credit for bringing up Sally Jesse. It was used to take a shot at somebody, but the fact that you remember Sally Jesse is a good thing. And she's been on this show before, but her line sticks with me to this day when I interviewed her. She said when they first went to her and said, be more like Jerry Springer, be more like Maury Povich, have the fights, do that. She said, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't. And eventually they canceled her. And she said she told them at that time, people will only watch that for so long. But she said, you know what? They won't. They'll watch it forever and ever and ever. And that's, you know, that has come true. People will watch the anger. People will watch the criticism. People will watch... Yeah, the train wreck. People like a train wreck. And that is sad. That is where we are.
It makes us feel better about ourselves in that we're not that bad. You know what I mean? Yeah, I have my flaws and I messed up and this, but God, I'm not that bad. You know, so I think that's the human fascination with those sort of things, or at least that's not me, or, you know, I'm not that much of a spectacle, that sort of thing.
But I do believe things run through people's mind when they post them on the internet. I think they know that if I say, I don't agree with Bill Collins' decision to veto this legislation because he has ties to the FOP, that's not going to get the views that a dressed-up meme or somebody saying, you know, Bill Collins did this years ago and he did this.
Well, Scott, I will say that you're speaking to the wrong person on that, because I can post a document and get way more views than any meme that they ever generate. But that's one thing to the listeners. If someone is generating the graphic that's going with it and trying to present it as fact, like when I present something as fact, I will present the actual document that I found. Like, you know, the Wyandotte County Sheriff, I was the one that sent you that. Well,
right.
That's the actual document from the sheriff. I didn't go and make a graphic out of that or anything.
No.
I took that from the sheriff's department and posted it. If it's not something like that, people, please just check another source and see if another source is saying the same thing. That's all. We all need to be better consumers of information.
And also, by the way, before we run out of time here, I also want to say, I don't think this is wrong. Now, I'm saying that I think we're misinforming people in some way, but I don't think it's wrong for them to do it. They can do it. That's fine.
Yes.
But the problem is
buyer beware, and we are buying information, and we need to know what we're buying before we use it to make decisions.
I hope we know the difference between a show and the news, and that is worrisome, because we're still talking about,
Valid point.
There you go. Thank you for calling.
Entertainment and facts.
Thanks for calling. All right, we're done today, and I guess we'll find out what goes on tomorrow. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I'm like, he's never asked anybody that question before.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasury.